Marty, it's a situation that's playing out all around the Southwest. In fact, just today I was reading a story about Yuma, Arizona, and officials there telling the federal government, we have our own state of emergency, and we need help. In the case of Las Cruces, the refugee situation has led to a lot of folks helping in the community, a lot of volunteers, a lot of donations. But the city has also stepped up with $75,000 in city money. And thus far, you haven't heard a lot of calls like the Yuma officials for the federal government to provide more funding to help communities. But this is a major story, I know, in the Bulletin this week, and also the subject of a commentary folks have heard on our station. They can read it in the Bulletin from Walt Rubel.
Right. We have several stories and then Walt's opinion column. The main story, of course, is the council. Well, at least as far as the main story after this already happened, but the council met on Monday and voted unanimously to set aside $75,000, which comes from interest earned on a fund, and so that's how they're going to pay for it. A lot of people don't think that's nearly enough, but, you know, that's a start. But about, 33 people spoke on this issue, on the city chipping in here, and by our count, 27 were in favor, 4 were against, and 2 were, Mike Cook, our reporter, wasn't sure. But anyway, we have their quotes on this, the quotes from the council, and just how all that transpired on Monday. And then, as you mentioned, Walt Rubel has a column, and he praises the city for...
volunteers as well.
And volunteers, course, yeah. And the agencies as well. And he says he's proud of our giving city. We know Las Cruces is a very giving city with a big heart. We also have the latest press release from the city on the refugee situation, asylum seekers who have been at Mearsheit, and that is now supposed to open on the 18th, Thursday, today. So anyway, that's going to be the latest development there.
Okay.
But they still need a number of items.
All right.
So people know where to take them.
Very big story, and one that we'll continue to talk about, I'm sure, with the influx of refugees, many of whom are seeking asylum. We have only a couple of minutes left, but I want to go to the arts now and the Red, White, and Blues Festival.
It's the 6th annual, and it's at St. Clair. Out on the lawn, the weather forecast for Saturday is pretty favorable, in mid-80s, and mostly sunny. So that's just what the doctor ordered there. And not a whole lot of wind is in the forecast. And there are two groups from our area, the Border Blues All-Stars and Chris Smith and the Rockabilly Strangers. The headliner is a group called Lucky Losers from San Francisco Bay Area, which are two people who front that band. And then I'm not sure who's going to be backing them up. They're going to bring probably some of their own ensemble. The Border Blues All-Stars, to me, is really interesting because it contains people that we well know, Pat Dutton on lead vocals and harmonica and Guitar Slim on guitar. And so that's going to be a show from 3 to 9. We have all the details on that.
Okay. In business, a 10-year anniversary for a winery.
Yes, the Rio Grande Vineyard and Winery down on Highway 28, south of Mesilla. It's a beautiful location.
Mm.
And they are 10 years old. And they are now, did a story on what the owner, Gordon Steele, has seen over the 10 years and how he got into the business.
Growing business, that's for sure, all over the area. Finally, in health, we have about 30 seconds to tell you about a new clinic.
Hygieia Pain Institute, and they take a holistic approach, which is a more personalized, individualized approach to pain management that seeks to really do an end run around just relying on opioids and the traditional ways. And it just opened up April 1st, so
okay.
We have a big story
and,
on
an
that.
An issue for many, many people, and so I'm glad you're doing that story. Marty Racine with a preview of this week's stories in the Las Cruces Bulletin. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.